You're listening to the Arctic Circle podcast. In this episode, we listen to His Excellency Mutta Bia Egede, Prime Minister of Greenland, speak of the role of Greenland on the world stage. The speech is followed by a Q&A from the audience, moderated by Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, Chairman of the Arctic Circle and former President of Iceland. This event originally took place at the 2022 Arctic Circle Assembly in Reykjavik, Iceland.
I New York. Good day.
Good day.
Your Excellencies, dear friends, the color of the rising sun in the blue and the red is the same all over the world, as we all live under the same sun. We live all under different conditions, but have all the same goal. We aim for a future for our children and future generations. Many have directed their focus toward Greenland and the Arctic, and we do not make it secret that we want to be on the global stage. We want growth in Greenland. We want green and sustainable development in Greenland as well as in the rest of the world. Everyone is welcome to our beautiful country. If you respect and listen to us, when the focus is on Greenland and the Arctic, it must be on our terms. For Greenland is the Arctic, and the Arctic is Greenland. You are welcome to have an opinion, but decision concerning Greenland and Arctic must be made by us, the indigenous people, and people who have Arctic as their home, all together with them. Because nothing about us without us. Because you shall never become a spectator of your own life. Many have adopted the blue-yellow flag, the Ukrainian flag. The blue color is interpreted as the blue sky, which symbolizes peace, and bottom color, yellow, is the yellow cornfields, which symbolizes prosperity. A beautiful flag with a beautiful message. The government of Greenland condemns the brutal war on Ukraine and Russians' disregards of international law and order. We clearly stand with the Western Alliance in this question. Greenland will impose the EU sanctions toward Russia and Russian entities. This is the first time in the history that Greenland takes a step like this. Greenland is part of the world, and we can no longer be spectators to the events of the world. We are taking, accepting responsibility, even as the world becomes increasingly uncertain. And though the future can seem uncertain, we must not let fear determine how we save it. We must be active part of ensuring a safe world, and we must work together to safeguard this. In addition, we must honor the history of the Arctic as a zone of low tension and cooperation, where indigenous people have been at the forefront in maintaining and increasing the dialogue of all Arctic states, including the Arctic Council. The increasing attention Greenland has received over the years shows no sign of slowing down. We are therefore preparing to receive the many people who wish to visit us in the future. It is the common Greenland's policy to ensure sustainable economic growth, and I am happy that our friends and allies in the Arctic also hold this perspective. In 2018, the Parliament decided to begin the construction of new airports in Ilulissat, Nuuk, our capital, and Qaqortoq. We are now halfway finished in Nuuk and Ilulissat, and we are excited to make the opportunities which come with improved infrastructure real. New hotels are being built in Nuuk and Ilulissat, and more projects are on the way to accommodate the already increased tourists coming to Greenland.
Many come to Greenland to experience the culture, the people, and the cities. Others come to see firsthand the consequences of climate change, changes that we feel closely in our cities, among our people, and even our culture. We may look to the future and fear what will happen to us when the climate changes. When the ice melts in the Arctic, it will affect the entire globe. Climate change affects everyone, and we face global climate challenges. Because we live on the same earth, we breathe the same air, we do not want to silent and passive spectators to the climate changes. In Greenland, we prioritize renewable energy. We are rich in water resources. We have great opportunities for export. We recently invited investors to open up dialogue on how we best can develop the resources to benefit of the people of Greenland and for the rest of the world. Our goal is for the public energy supply in Greenland to be based on renewable energy sources by 2013. We want to take responsibility and action. Greenland has the ambition and opportunity to be world-class in green transition. Why? Because we care about our future and the world that we all share. We are investing in hydropower for our own energy supply, but also to be able to export green energy. Green energy from Greenland will also be able to contribute to our common energy security between like-minded nations who have human rights, democracy, freedom, and respectful cooperation as values. We are also working on national solution for disposing waste in sustainable manner. Here we are on ambition to ban the use of disposable plastic. Therefore, we have made regulations to ban as much disposable plastic as we can. We must continue to invent alternatives to disposable plastics to the use of it. For generations, our people in Greenland have lived from nature, hunting and fishing. To ensure that many more generations can continue to eat our traditional food from the sea, we prioritize working on having a sustainable ocean. Our nature is not only fish, shrimp, and water, but also in minerals. We have focused on sustainable utilization of our mineral resources, including critical minerals, which can contribute to the development of new green technologies. However, we cannot do it alone. We must work together to develop the new technologies, new policies, and new cooperation to shape a better future for our home, the globe. Even though we live in a huge country with a small population, we act, and the rest of the world should follow us. Climate change and the increasing sea traffic are creating great opportunities, but also major concerns. The sea ice freezes later and is less stable due to warmer winters. The weather is causing new and dangerous challenges for our infrastructure, including food transportation, and hereby challenging our food security. This winter, one of our settlements was running low on food, and only luck prevented the situation from developing into a crisis. Fear of the unknown, will make spectators of us all. However, we cannot be spectators of our own life and the events in the world, just as we cannot rely on luck, as luck is not a strategy. It is important that we have talks and collaborate across nations and countries. Because when the darkness falls, we must remember that we live under the same moon, we live under the same stars, we are all surrounded by the same ocean, and we all live under the same sun. Goeienacht.
Well, thank you very much, Prime Minister, for this extraordinary speech. And I was thinking about it and remembering what the Governor General said in her speech. I think we have been witness to an historic event, because I don't think ever before have two indigenous leaders come to an international stage in the capacity as Governor General of Canada and the Prime Minister of Greenland and stated their case in this way. Thank you very much. And of course, this is a unique opportunity for all of you to ask the Prime Minister of Greenland any kind of questions you want. So, who wants to go first?
It's always you.
No, I can. No. No. I mean, I can of course go first if nobody wants to use this. Where to? Yeah. Okay. We have one there. Yes. There. Stand up and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Stefania. I work as a consultant. With the energy crisis we're seeing in Europe now, there's going to be possibly a need for more nuclear power. There is uranium reserves in Greenland, but as I understand, it is banned from mining. Are there any plans to open up opportunities for uranium in Greenland?
As you said, that we have banned the uranium mining last year because we want to keep our nature for the future generations, but also because we can see that we have a lot of water who can be one of the key resources to green transition for the rest of the world, because it's a renewable energy. The uranium mining and nuclear power is not renewable. You need to have some waste from it. But with the water, you have the renewable energy, and we have a lot of it, and there's new technologies, for example, with Power-to-X solutions, who can be one of our future. So we have changed our goals, but we still have some mining in Greenland, and we can use a lot of these critical minerals for the green transition.
There was a question, the gentleman in the row before you. Yeah.
So thank you very much. Tamer Abu Alam from the UIT, the Arctic University of Norway. I would like to borrow one sentence from you, that you said that we will go and the rest will follow us, which is a great message. My question is, as Brent Hawken said, that most of the problems that we see now in the Arctic actually created outside the Arctic. How we can force the nation that creates this problem, that creates this pollution, to follow a new strategy that can protect the Arctic? How we can force them, how we can make them see it and agree not to produce such pollution for us.
Okay.
I think it's a short answer. When a country like Greenland, with around 57,000 inhabitants, and a country like Iceland, with around 300,000 inhabitants, can make a green transition and have some renewable energy, why not the big countries with big economies can do the same? So just a message to them: if we can, you can.
Okay, do we have questions here on this side? Yes, I think there was. Yeah, please.
Yes, thank you. My name is Ada Koistinen. I'm from Finland, and I work in a project called Operaatio Arktis. We call for geoengineering and climate repair research, and we have a session tomorrow morning about the possibility of refreezing the Arctic. According to this recent study in the journal Science, Greenland ice sheet.
No, come on. The microphone is not to advertise your session, so just put your question.
Sorry?
Yeah, please, yeah.
The Greenland ice sheet might have already crossed its tipping point, which means that it could melt even without further heating. And it becomes probable when 1.5 degrees of warming will be reached. And it will happen approximately in 2030, according to this study. So, do you have any comments or thoughts on this, since this reality is often not recognized in these discussions? Thank you.
Of course I have. But that's the reason that we need to act. As Greta Thunberg said for some years ago, it's not time for blah, 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 it's time for action. So that's my answer.
It's very interesting about various leaders from the Arctic and the North. They are pretty blunt. I think the world would be better if others followed that example. Yes, let's have a question there. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Christian Dahlur, and I'm from Norway. And my question to you is, how will you prevent young people from leaving Arctic societies? Thanks.
It's a difficult question, I think, but we have a lot of young people in Greenland and young people from Greenland who's outside Greenland right now and studying or working in all our home, the world. But the way we do is to make some growth, sustainable growth, and I think it's the way to keep the young people be to stay in the Arctic region. But I think we have the same thing with that young people is moving to the big cities, and they want some growth, and that things may develop like the way they think. So I think the best way is to listen to the young people, what they want, to keep them in their home.
Let me finally ask you this. You said in your speech you welcomed cooperation, but on your terms. It's a pretty powerful statement on the terms of the people of Greenland. You were isolated for centuries, we all know that. And all of a sudden, you are thrust to the center stage of this new geopolitical economic situation. How is it, personally, to be a young leader with all the world wanting to make use of Greenland or engage with you and so on? How is it personally to execute this from one day to another on your terms? On your terms, which I think is a laudable view. So give us a sense of personally how it is to be the Prime Minister of Greenland.
It's a great opportunity, I think.
Yeah.
And for me, it's very important that we act and we do something, just on the talk. Yeah. And that's why we made a cooperation and declaration of cooperation agreement today with Iceland. We talk about it in April, May, and we have made a plan, and that we say that we need to have some agreement, just only talk about it. So we did that today. So I think this is the way to do it on our way, and I think it's more than important now that we have a clear message for rest of the world that it's important to have the democratic values, the human rights, and so on, to keep a progress in the rest of the world.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on the new agreement between Iceland and Greenland. Thank you.